USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky. At the Vatican in Rome, Pope Francis celebrates Christmas Eve with a Mass at St. Peter's Basilica. Don't look at your 401k if you don't want to ruin your Christmas holiday. Stocks nosedive during the short Christmas Eve session that ends at 1 p.m. Eastern. At the closing bell, the Dow down 653 points to close at 21,792. The Nasdaq down 140 and the S&P 500 down 65 points. So will it be a white Christmas? Here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Rain drenching the West Coast. Heavy snow hits the Sierra and Rockies. Forecasters say the storm will make its way into the Southwest tomorrow, bringing heavy rains and snows to parts of Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, and Utah.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
The flu season in full swing. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
The flu season runs now until May in most parts of the country, and the flu still kills over 30,000 people each year in the United States, although the disease does remain largely mysterious. I had a chance to catch up with Dr. Jeremy Brown. He's author of a new book titled Influenza, The 100-Year Hunt to Cure the Deadliest Disease in History, and I asked him, what is the difference between the flu and your common cold?
When you come down with the symptoms of achiness and chills, sometimes runny nose, extreme fatigue and a fever, it's very difficult in a clinical setting to tell somebody you certainly have the flu and you certainly don't have the flu, you have a different virus. So if it's not the flu, but you have, you know, a cold and you don't have a fever or you don't have those aches, then it's a different virus and probably not the flu.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump receiving both criticism and support on the Sunday talk shows for his decision to pull troops out of Syria. USA Radio's Rick Vincent with the story.
Former Defense Secretary Leon Panetta went on Fox News Sunday to strongly criticize President Trump's announcement of troop withdrawal from Syria and Afghanistan, saying the move sends a terrible message to the United States allies around the globe and threatens the country's national security.
The question the president has to decide is whether he upholds his oath of office as President of the United States to protect our security, or whether he's simply going to move forward and fulfill campaign promises.
Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul on CNN's State of the Union praised the president for deciding to pull out of Syria.
It isn't going to be easy to find peace, but leaving our troops there is sort of like a tripwire to a much larger war.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
And the very latest now on that drone scare at a British airport, USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports from Washington, D.C.
British police say the two people initially arrested in connection with a string of drone sightings that brought London's Gatwick Airport to a standstill are innocent. The two, a man and a woman, were released on Sunday without charges, and police say they did cooperate fully. Whoever operated the drones apparently still at large. The investigation continues, the airport offering a reward of over $60,000 for information leading to an arrest or arrests. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.